Jim, we were getting into your predictions on what might be ahead there for us. What
yes.
do you see?
I think we ought to give a quick outline of what is a seismic window, which is a term I coined in 1974. And that is an eight-day period in which earthquakes have a higher potential of occurring than in about any other 8 days you come up with during the month. The window opens at the time of the newer full moon, which is a syzygy. Now, the highest tides each month are at the time of syzygy, and the secondary influence for tides is the perigee, which is the closest approach of the moon for the month. Well, the perigee is only once every 27 and a half days, but you get a syzygy about every 14 days because you get a newer full moon every 2 weeks. But the closest approach is only once a month. So only one of the syzygies can have a good seismic window when the perigee is close. And that's happening in 2 days. My seismic window, one of the best ones I can say best, top ones I've ever looked at, is opening after midnight tonight Pacific time. And it will run for 8 days. And it's based on the fact that you can have a newer full moon on the same day as a perigee only from 2 to 5 times a year.
Okay.
And normally, because the two events can be 7 days apart, and the closer they come together, which I call synchronicity, the higher the tides usually. What's happening here in 2 days is that the moment of the total eclipse of the sun is only 10 minutes away from the perigee, a very close perigee.
All right, now can you pinpoint locations?
Well, often. In 1999, I knew about this total eclipse of the sun that was going across the Atlantic, southern Great Britain and France, and over Turkey and India. Well, both Great Britain and France are not very quake prone, so I warned people to look out for Turkey and India. And 6 days later, that was on the 11th of August in 1999, and on the 16th of August, the terrible quake hit Turkey.
Well, what do you see now?
Now, this total eclipse will be down in Antarctica and partially seen in New Zealand and Australia. Now, Australia is not a very quake prone period, nor is
not at all.
Tasmania. No, not. Well, yes, they've had some major quakes there, even in the heartland near Alice Springs. And they've had some damaging quakes over Newcastle. So it's a very, probably of all the continents, maybe Antarctica's less, but it has very few really damaging earthquakes. However.
But they still get them.
Yes.
They still get them big.
And, of course, New Zealand is a highly earthquake-prone area.
Do you see any in the United States or Canada?
Yes, I do. In fact, over the last 15 years or so, I've sort of standardized my predictions now. I have a prediction for within about 140 miles of San Francisco, 140 miles of Los Angeles.
When? Around this
window? During the same period.
During this window.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so I had a similar prediction of 4 predictions for October, and I hit all 4 of them. And none of them caused any lives to be lost, and there were only 3 and 4 magnitude quakes locally, but we did get that 1.7 off the coast of Honshu.
All right, give me the locations again.
Okay.
In this country and in Canada.
Yes, within 140 miles of essentially San Francisco, 140 miles of Los Angeles, and with an address of Washington or Oregon. Sometimes they're just off the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, when you say like 140 miles of L.A., are you talking about in either direction?
Yeah, it's a circle.
Okay.
It's a 2-degree circle. 1 degree across the globe is about 70 miles.
70 with L.A. in the middle, 70?
Yeah.
Like that? Okay.
Yes. So it gets you, 140 miles gets you down to the border.
Mm-hmm.
Baja. Now, I used to just have 1-degree circles. And for years and years, that was it, 1 degree of San Jose. And that was the only place I was really predicting, although I'd go for a major quake somewhere around the world also. But then...
And now the flares could affect this too now, right?
Yes, apparently so.
Yeah.
And so I would start listening and looking for animal reports. Where's the latest homing pigeon race? Where's the latest whale beaching?
Good point.
And so we'll start pinning it down. So the window only tells me when. It doesn't tell me where or how big. So when I go for how big, I'm not going to predict a 2 because they are daily occurrences. Even within 1 degree of San Jose, you got a 3-magnitude quake about every 18 days, but a 3.5 only about every 35 days. So that was where I concentrated my efforts, between a 3.5 and a 5.5 in most cases.
What about the Midwest with the New Madrid Fault?
Yeah, those quakes tend to occur at these same times. The big one back in 1811 on September 16th was the day after the new moon. And at a time when it was unusually warm and still. And so there's another factor that I would have scoffed at years ago, but the day before the World Series quake, I came out of the county building, and two women, as we walked and got out of the elevator and got outside, they were just ahead of me, and one said to the other, you know, this feels like earthquake weather. Very sultry, warm, still. And I said, here's my prediction. You said it. And by golly, it happened the next day.